company page.
Too bad you can't cure, bitch!
You can sell this for $1 million, because I'm gonna be famous!
So when in doubt, you kiss Craig?
Most girls on the planet look like this. Did you flip a switch and erase me from your memory?
You just walked out on a date with one of the grass's coolest girls for your mom's past is off.
You gave me a social disease.
Face the lines up, your paisley jacket.
Wait, I can hear someone crashing their wine bottle, and I know exactly who it is.
What the hell up, Perino?
Motherfucker.
Hey, fellow DeGrassholes, and welcome to Last Shift at the Dot. Here we'll talk through Degrassi the Next Generation from beginning to end. Talk about the eps, the characters, the actors, and the drama. We're going to give you what you came for. Now, who here is ready to do whatever it takes?
Us!
Yeah, I am.
I am. Kind of feels like a basketball game there. Was that intentional?
You know, I wasn't going there, but just call me Ms. Van Zandt.
Loser Van Zandt? Okay.
Speaking of, even though that isn't me, I am Stefan, your host for this episode, and also with Natasha, who's going to cover the B-Skip Bee Diaries.
B-Ball Diaries.
There we go.
Oh, I guess you are better. Liberty. Sorry.
Earl Grey.
Hello everyone.
We'll cover the B-Ball series, and then I'll hit up Secrets and Lies. So right now, I guess we're just going to talk about what Degrassi character has really like embedded themselves in your soul this week. Who are you?
I definitely feel like Craig. I haven't really been on a bender, but I feel like it, and I'm so congested. I feel like his nose when he was doing a lot of coke. I feel like we had the same feelings there. It's definitely a Craig kind of week for me.
Woman, you were on a bender. We're just talking about how we came back from Denver. We were all on a bender.
Got a little twisted.
And we're all feeling the repercussions.
Pro tip, try not to drink at altitude.
We tried it. It's all right.
Yeah, so I definitely feel like I'm sharing a soul with Liberty. I had to give my first public speech in person, so I wasn't able to hide anything on the screens behind me or put cheat sheets on the wall, and just kind of stood there staring at the monitor, just like Liberty, and I was like, what I'd like to talk about, bad joke, second bad joke, and I stared around the room and there were crickets. So I was like, all right, this is how this is going. All right. So I get it now. I understand why it was hard for Liberty to be up there and try to read cue cards and be funny and entertaining.
I feel like you say Liberty a lot.
Yeah, I guess that's...
The funny thing is, Natasha says Craig a lot. Perino says Liberty a lot.
And who are you, Morgan?
So, I mean, I'm typically Liberty as well, but I'm actually a little bit of a mix of particularly Jimmy and Spinner and Basketball Diaries, because we just upped my meds, my ADHD meds, and I'm like really trying to hold on, but it's been effective so far. So definitely, like,
you're definitely a hybrid.
Yes, I'm feeling like yeah, whatever, I'm gonna do it all, and then I'm also feeling like, oh, I'm a zombie and I'm getting stuff done. So I feel very productive.
This episode ended up hitting home to some of our crew here.
I was telling Tasha, I feel like Miss Kwan this week, because, or specifically Miss Kwan in that episode where she's feeling stressed and overworked because she's teaching these shitty kids who won't just read like Lord of the Flies. She's also teaching ESL at night, and she's caring for her husband who is sick, and then Jimmy and Spinner egg her car, and that is how I feel this week coming back to work after a few days off.
Are you sick?
I just feel like every single aspect of work is going wrong, and this is why sometimes I hate taking a vacation.
I just thought you'd find it funny when I egged our car.
I mean, I feel that, like, you have a good time on vacation, but then when you come back you're like, fuck, like, can't even just relax in peace. Like,
exactly.
It just hits you like a, what's his name? Like Ellie's mom hit Sean. Just hits you.
Last shift, we go there.
Yeah. I guess this week I feel like the worst person in the world, Ashley Kerwin. You know, most of this week has been like super gross and gray and rainy in New York, and it's had me like feeling very like Ashley, like, oh my God, I'm feeling all of these dark thoughts. I'm in such a dark place. And like, but right now I'm feeling it Ashley, right after she and Paige and Spinner skip and they have a whole bunch of fun. And this goes out to my work girls. Y'all wanted a shout out. This is you. Y'all are my spinner and Paige, you know, bringing up the mood, having some fun, dressing like Elvis, you know, ditching out on some dining, trying to avoid our parents when we find them.
I like that.
Oh, Radich, avoiding Radich.
I'm glad your week improved, because I was about to ask if we're all okay, because it seemed like we sent Tasha's Craig on a bender. Like, we all seem like in a really bad place.
We're not doing okay. Yeah.
Before Basketball Diaries.
We're all secretly Esme.
Yeah.
So I'll be starting with Basketball Diaries, an episode about Jimmy and Liberty both trying to get in the spotlight and how what happens to them at the end of the day. So Jimmy, he is trying to balance having playing basketball and getting on the team. I'm guessing first string or something. But he's fallen behind in English, so they definitely have a lot of Quan-Jimmy interaction going on. And she's just telling him that he needs to read Lord of the Flies. Everyone else is doing it. He has to do it too. But he's kind of slipping. He's falling back. And he's like, I can juggle. Juggling's a sport. And I kind of respected that.
Yeah, it was cute.
Fuck him.
So he finished the Lord of the Flies. But he also wants to get on the team, because they're having some game tomorrow against a rival, and it's going to kind of determine who makes the cut. So we have on our other storyline that's kind of intertwined. Ashley's, you know, soaking in those rays, saying the daily news, and everyone laughs at her cheesy joke. I don't know if anyone remembers it.
what's it? Why does Earl Grey, why can't they light a candle?
Oh, I know it. It's, if you see the Earl Grey team holding lighters, that's because they always lose their matches.
Oh, there we
go. So Liberty's like all the attention for this, and she wants a little bit for herself. So she asks Ashley, who of course like just shuts her down.
She's yeah. Because like, that's Liberty's joke that Ashley's just reading, right?
Yeah, but yeah. Liberty got it online. She literally
got it online. This is where she's getting a little piece of showbiz. They're writers and they're actors.
Yeah. She's like, no, you're like,
yeah, they're background people. And then they're the people on camera. But
so I want to give a special you're a bitch spotlight out to Emma.
Oh,
I got it.
Yeah. Emma was hopping in the background, devil on the shoulder, just be like, you know, you write those jokes. Why shouldn't you say anything, Liberty?
Right?
Liberty, I think you need to talk to Ashley. Liberty, I think I'm going to give you this knife. And if you stab her, I'm not going to say anything.
It's all honestly,
her honestly, she's the one. She was like, you deserve better. Like, mm-hmm. It's your career. Like, girl, I wouldn't let her treat me like that. You're the fool. Like, she put all of that in her ear.
You know, Emma hurt people, Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Just living her best, like, sea queen life. Like, she's literally Ursula, like, give up your voice, girl. Go get mm-hmm. that. It's a great choice in life. Sign this contract.
She's always down to throw that, why don't you? At someone.
Always. She wants to tell everyone else what to do with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Tend to your own garden, girl.
That's true. So I think at this point, you know, she's going to confront her, and she's like, I'll let you do it for tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. Going back to Jimmy, he's trying to, you know, finish reading Lord of the Flies while practice is going on. Mm-hmm. And he's being a little pompous, and Mr. Armstrong's also like a little sassy when he's like, or you could be reading. Multitasking.
It was also like showboating in that practice, like, or I don't know if it were tryouts or what.
Tryouts.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you know, he's obviously really good, but he just wasn't listening to Armstrong.
But yeah, this is before that when he like tells Sean, he's like, oh, coach is definitely gonna pick you. So he gets a little salty about
that.
And he stays up all night, reads back to Lord of the Flies. Because he relates to, I feel like maybe I'm bouncing around too long. So bouncing around in the wrong order.
Oh, no. So I remember he's
well,
he's
that's
like,
kind of the theme with this episode then.
Yeah. I was going to say, Quan catches him in a lie because she already knows he's falling behind. And she like owes it an assignment or something, right? And so it's like, what are your thoughts on this chapter of the book? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's great. And she's like, well, then which character do you relate to? And he's like, the Lord of the Flies. But you know what? My surprise for you guys is that I actually read Lord of the Flies in response to this episode.
Oh, same. I just wanted to see what was chapter 8 about.
Yes, me too.
Oh my God. Oh.
I tried to find like so many ties. Like, okay, so maybe if I stretch real hard, like, we can talk about how the talking pig head represents the AD demon.
But you know what? The Lord of the Flies is a character. It's like the beast and evil in all of us. So if that's what Jimmy relates to, I guess
with that's the right delivery, he could have pulled that off and be like, yeah, I do when I'm in this class.
I will say this. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the episode where he says he relates to Ralph, I don't think so. He's no Ralph.
No, he's not Ralph.
No.
I know that much about that book.
I mean, technically, the only way he would be a Ralph is if a Spinner were a piggy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which
Piggy didn't show his ass.
No.
Literally and figuratively.
He did.
But anyways, I guess we're cutting ahead of the plot. So.
We definitely are. Yeah.
We'll come back to this Lord of the Flies conversation. I have theories.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So at this point, he's explaining how, like, Ritalin helps balance him out, and he needs to take it daily. Jimmy's like, I want some of that. And if I can use that, I would, just to get through the game.
That's right. Didn't they update, like, they upped his Ritalin or something? And that's how we learn what he's talked about, why he's called Spinner.
Yeah.
So it's the next day, and Ashley, like, allows Liberty to take the lead one day, do the announcement before the big game, and she just, like, loves it. She's like, is this reading too much? So I feel her. I feel like I give presentations like that, so I got it. But peeps were laughing. Paige was like, one in Ash. Like, does she even know Liberty? But she's like, that loser.
I mean... I feel like Paige saying, like, you really did a good job screwing her over is what made her think, like, oh, man, this is really bad. Like, I fucked up. But, like, before that, she was just kind of like, this sucks. But then, like, oh, Paige agrees. Like, Paige thinks this is good. I've got to do something. I feel like that's when she had her change of heart.
So I'm just going to say this. Lauren Collins is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. And she does a great job as Paige. But Terry, I have noticed Terry so much. In the past two episodes, Terry has the best popular mean girl face. She had, like, the opinions on her face are like, oh, damn. Like, like Paige says shit, but, like, Terry gives a look, and I'm like, ooh, that cut.
Yeah.
That cut deep. Like,
she does. And she also calls her out. Like, she calls all her friends out on their bullshit.
She does.
And so I don't think she gets enough credit for, like, actually being, you know.
She's the realist.
Like, yeah, she is. And she has a strong personality. Like, I feel like people overlook that, but she does call them both out on shit all the time.
Like, honestly, I feel like this is where they went wrong with Terry's character, like, later in the show. Is like, they try and make her, like, more, you know, sort of soft-spoken, but, like, the inner core of Terry is kind of, she's a badass bitch. And if they would have just leaned into that more, then they wouldn't have, you know, gotten rid of a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they played up her insecurities instead of playing up her strength.
Yeah.
That's such a good point, yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna write them a letter. I'm mad.
Dear
13-year-old me is mad.
You know, in some ways, that would then make the storyline with Rick even more powerful.
Mm. Yeah. I just wish, like, I wish it just didn't end with her leaving the show.
Mm.
She told Leaf Love, and Ashley, like, kind of tells her, she comforts her and says, I have a plan for you. She's like, you know what? Not that bad, but you stick to writing. I'm going to do this. We work better. Can sub in sometimes. So now we're at the game, and Jimmy is, like, hyped. He's ready to show the moves and get a bunch of layups, because layups are better than three-pointers. So that's how they're going to win the game. And he's showboating, ball hogging, every single thing the whole time. And Sean, he's trying to, like, show his powers too.
You know, so here's the thing about Jimmy and his showboating. Like, we don't give a fuck.
No. No.
This is middle school basketball.
It is eighth grade basketball.
Seriously. Eighth grade basketball. This, you're already in your high school, so it's not going to get you, like, recruited to a magnet high school, like a really nice high school. And it's not going to get you into college. It is eighth grade basketball.
And it's also, like, based on the, I mean, I'm not athletic, but so they just did tryouts and they're doing, like, some match. So I'm like, this can't possibly be that important a game in the season. Like, it almost seems like a scrimmage or whatever. Like,
it does.
Because you guys literally just got, you know, drafted to your eighth grade team or whatever, seventh and eighth grade team, because Sean is there. And let us not forget that Sean's in seventh grade. because he got held back.
Oh, Sean's in seventh grade. Jimmy never mentioned that Sean's in seventh grade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to make sure we all remembered.
Never forget. But yeah, he, so they get like a timeout and Spin's like hyping up the crowd during this time and coaching the team who's like, you need to be like, you got to work as a team, get out there. So before they get out there, Spinner moons everybody.
Yeah, yeah, he has like an old boombox.
Yeah. He's like, you all want to see this a halftime show?
Like, sir. He gave us a full moon show.
I think it's really funny. They did cut to like the crowd and you just see like Emma and JT, like just our little grade sevens, like cheering him on. Yeah. And like they didn't even bother with like a full set of extras. It's just like, guys, I know you guys were just doing this other plot line, but like do this plot line too.
Get in here. Yeah. We need you in the gym.
Well, they also get like Emma's reaction after the game because she's just like, what's going on with Jimmy? Like, kid's going crazy.
That guy, Jimmy, he's out of line.
And they never interact, Jimmy and Emma. Like, no. I don't think.
Good for him.
Well, I guess because he loves Sean. She loves Sean. So Sean has beef with Jimmy.
This is true. Yeah.
And is like, he's my enemy too.
Yeah. I mean, definitely like she's protecting her man and it's like, no. No, he's out of line. Also, like, Sean being, like, a b-ball star, like, what?
Okay. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it at all.
Nah.
And but then you guys made a good point. Like, aside from fouling his own teammate, he has every right to showboat. He is way better than everyone on that floor.
Seriously.
They give the ball to Steph Curry. I mean, you know.
Yeah. That's a foul and a party foul.
Also, let's not forget that, like, so Spinner's off his ADD meds, right? He is spinning at this moment.
Yeah.
For someone who's, you know, really supposed to be, like, so much energy they can't contain, how does he still feel, like, low energy in everything? Like, I feel like all of, like most of Spinner's stuff until, you know, much later, like maybe I'll even go as far as to say like the Jane years. It's always been like at about a five when we need you at about an eight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like even his little halftime performance, he's like, hey, wanna see a show? Like what? And then he's like, when he gets in trouble with the principal with Radich, he's just like, it's funny. Like, no, sir, if you are off your meds, literally, if you're taking Ritalin, like you should be fucking stumbling everywhere, like just like loopy, like you are out of it. You're not like, you're ready to party. You're not like,
yeah.
Yeah, this is our point about the Degrassi writers not having any experience with drugs, pharmaceuticals, neurodiversity or anything to that effect. It's like one Ritalin is not going to make you foul your own teammate. And it's just
the first in a series of storylines where they completely get like, I don't know. Yeah. Medication, drug use, just any mental illness completely wrong. And I know that they have to condense it within like 30 minutes to an hour, but it's just like, yikes.
And all that shit that Radich does when he's in the office with Spinner and he's like, you know, medical excuse and all that stuff. I mean, this is pretty serious, even for early 2000s. Like, you would not sit down a student who's taking medication in front of a secretary three times a day and kind of give him that talk. Well, I mean, I guess it's a good portent for how Mr. Radich is going to be in a couple of seasons, but whatever.
But also, how Mr. Radich is the entire time.
Yeah.
Also, like,
time again.
You would do that in front of the school nurse. Like, you would go, like, the nurse has your medicine. You would go to your nurse and take it. That's what you do. You don't, like, the secretary? Like, what good is that?
Seriously.
It's school, man. No wonder.
So to go back to the writers for a second, because you brought up how horrible of a job they do, even though we're addicted to the show with horrible writers.
No offense.
Allegedly.
we would still write for the HBO reboot. I mean,
yeah, like we want you guys to come back, and we want you to bring exactly what you brought.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing is like the way Jimmy and Spinner are talking throughout most of this is akin to like, we'll just say mid to late 90s when like old white churches try and create Jesus raps in the style of 87.
Oh, yes. Like, the chick raps.
Yeah.
Yes. Those brochures of how, like, yes. Oh, my God. That's so.
It's like, Jimmy, you the man. Like, yo, like, coach be grilling me, yo.
Yes.
And it's like, y'all you can tell, like, y'all don't talk like this at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's probably written out, like, in dialect. So it's like, Y-U space D-A space M-A-N-N. I'm gonna get on my soapbox.
Also, the most Black people I saw was on that team, like, ever. And I was like, damn, there's, like, 5 or 6 Black people on this team. Like, where are y'all? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like...
One of them is Shantae's son.
Who passed it up? Oh. Yeah. And one shot... Oh, wait, that doesn't work. I was like, one Shantae's twin brother. But that doesn't work.
No, because that kid started much later than Shantae.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't... I don't know. I don't know time.
Hashtag justice for Shantae. Like, anyone else notice the sexual tension between Spinner and Jimmy?
What do you mean exactly? Like
they're okay, they're in the lock. I took a couple of notes.
Okay.
It almost felt like Spinner like was really into Jimmy, but Jimmy was using him for drugs. One line I have written down was Spinner going, "Let's go catch a movie or something. Get like, what are you doing tonight? You know, like, Jimmy, do you want to go catch a movie? Like, oh my God." And Jimmy's all like, "Could you help me, Spinner?"
See, I took that as like Spinner being very like motherly and caring. I was like, he's so maternal to Jimmy right here. He's like, "You know you're gonna get on the team. It's okay. Let's go watch."
Hey, he's hyping up his bro.
I mean, he's like, "You're gonna get on my team," and by my team, I mean.
Okay, I guess we all just interpreted this differently.
So after the game, after Emma's like being judgy to Jimmy to defend her man, and Sean gets injured, Liberty actually does a good job. Oh yeah, I did talk about this. I'm sorry, I just have a lot of medication in me.
Medication. Sorry.
Just like Jimmy.
Just like Jimmy, Tasha.
Except it was one pill for him.
NyQuil out.
Well, so at least 3 of us got really into the research of this episode, and me and Morgan, nothing.
Hey, my meds were up. So.
Okay, all right. So I
didn't do shit. What the fuck did you do, Nina?
I did shit.
From the team, basically. But it doesn't seem like it's permanent because I'm pretty sure he plays in the future, right?
Yeah, he does.
Well, like, yeah, so probably when he goes to high school, when it becomes high school.
That makes sense.
Yeah, true. Wait, oh, the Claire?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go first because I've been holding on to this for a while.
Who Claire of the week, Morgan?
The Claire is Emma, okay? Doing her stupid shit. Talking about, you need to talk to her and set her right. Like, if you're a true friend, you don't set your friend up for failure.
Exactly.
That's not what you, so, it's Claire.
Like, I yeah, mean, it's Emma. I nominate Emma too, because I think like you would know as a friend that there's more politics involved to just doing that, and that there's a better way to advise your friend if she wants to like pursue something higher. But Emma just was, oh no, you should totally just like scorch earth Ashley.
Yeah.
And then, you know, make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, no, my nomination totally goes out to Emma, because seriously, this bitch is wicked. Mm-hmm. She is the wicked bitch of the West.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to give an honorary mention to whoever wrote the music while Spinner was spinning out. It was like Shake Your Groove thing.
Ah.
It's not technically a character, so go to them.
I think the Claire of this episode is the Lord of the Flies for all the evil it's inspired. No, it's Emma. It's totally Emma.
It's definitely Emma.
Emma, it is, though. There were some minor contenders. She had to do that thing and just insert herself, but then kind of back away.
Is this our first consensus?
I think so.
I think this is. And it's interesting because she's not even like a main character in this episode, which I actually started because... Well, okay, this is my Liberty contribution of the week. I started a spreadsheet for each episode where we put who we put as the Claire of the week, because I figure at the end of each season we can know who got it most.
Mm-hmm.
It's always either Ashley or Emma. Like, that's all we have so far. Oh, and we have one Caitlin Ryan.
All right, y'all. Season 1, episode 8. Secrets and Lies. Also known as, fuck, my dad is gay.
Yep.
All right, so we start off. Ashley is like, oh my God, my dad's coming back from Europe. He's amazing. He's a jet setter. And my mom is like, there's like something really going on with my mom. Like, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it in my Ashley soul. And she goes home and like her mom and Jeff Isaacs
are
fucking arguing about the dishes in the dishwasher. And, you know, Ashley's like, okay, they're arguing. There's something weird going on. At the same time, we see Liberty Van Zandt. I don't know if you know her whole name, Liberty Van Zandt.
Liberty Van Zandt.
But starts developing this crush on JT, like, oh my god, JT is so cute, and like, I'm not really gonna tell him I'm into him, but every time I come on, it's gonna play this like weird background music so that everyone knows. I'm gonna smile, and I kind of look 8 years old, but it's whatever. He looks eight too.
They do both look like age appropriate for this little crush, though, and it is cute. Like, she's got her overalls and her bagged lunch, and he's got like a big sweatshirt and track pants, and I was like, at least they like actually look like grade sevens.
I definitely used to wear overalls, y'all.
I still wear overalls, but
they're so cute and they're comfy. Yeah, you know
they are.
Give you a lot of leg room.
Mm-hmm. And a cell phone pocket in the center.
Exactly. Yep, right here.
Are they going to come back?
They're in Miss I think another Miss Kwan class is always English at Degrassi.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Justice for Kwan.
Or media immersion.
Oh, God. Yeah, that class that no one needs but takes for like 14 years. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so Liberty's got her crush. JT's all like, I'm not that into you. Manny and Emma are all like, oh, my God, she has a crush on you. We're going to make you feel bad about it and embarrassed because Emma's the worst.
Yes.
She is racking up the bad points.
Yeah.
My God.
I just wanted to reel it back. This is a small thing, but okay, so when Ashley sees Jeff Isaacs and her mom like unloading the dishwasher together, like does that happen? Like, does that really happen where they're like literally fighting over the dishes? Is that a thing? Like,
wait, they were fighting over the vinegar in the dishwasher for some reason, and he didn't. And my God, like, what an argument that is.
Honestly, so it's probably not even about like him and the dishwasher. It's like, literally, I've told you this 80 fucking times. You don't listen because you're related to Toby.
You're onto something there.
I mean, I just didn't know people. I mean, it's just me in this house, okay? So, now I told everyone I live alone. Either way, I have to unload the dishwasher. No one's helping me out. That's why I was like, do people do this together? But now that I know that they do, I stand corrected.
I think my other thing, though, with that scene, which I think was interesting, like, I don't have children. None of us have children that we know of.
Yeah.
I think, like, what I thought was really interesting is, like, Ashley kind of seemed excited over the prospect of, like, Jeff and Kate having issues.
She's a messy bitch.
And her dad coming back. And I was just like, I hate Ashley, like, so much. But I'm also like, I don't know, are you, like, supposed to have more just teenager or whatever before, like, moving in with your boyfriend? Or, like, it seems like Ashley has no regard. Like, she does not like Jeff or Toby. Or she could be completely okay with this not working out. And I'm just like, this seems like a, I don't know, it just seemed like maybe Kate should listen to her teenage daughter a little more about this issue, because I was like, she's like, Ashley seemed very, very like, oh God, I hope they break up, basically, in this episode.
It's definitely more conversations to be had. Like,
this is me making up Ashley's entire personality before the show starts. I feel like pre-goth Ashley was very much the type to be, you know, perfect girl, agreeable about everything. So her mom's like, so Ashley, how do you feel? Like, it's great, mom, whatever makes you happy. I just want to make you happy. The moment mom walks out of the door, fuck Jeff and the fucking horse he rode in on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
he wants to be class president of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also, like, pre-goth Ashley was basically just like Kate anyways. It was like mom Ashley. So yeah. Like something deeper there. But
yeah.
I'm not a therapist, but just saying.
I mean, honestly, I was thinking about this with this episode. Pre-goth Ashley was basically like a less likable Holly J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that Holly J really owned her type A personality. Mm-hmm. And like, there was no space or argument that she was like top notch in anything she tried or whatever. Whereas Ashley is just like bratty about it. She whines a lot. And like, yeah. I don't think Holly J ever like really came off as whiny. Like, she just like, even with like stuff with her parents, she always came off as like the more rational person, like the only rational person in that family,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah, no, that's a really great point. Like, Holly J ran the school and everyone respected her, and like, she would not be, I don't know, she treated her friends well. Like, she was...
Well, no, she didn't treat Anya well.
Yeah, but Anya was Anya.
But yeah.
But okay,
you're so mean to her.
Okay. We're like, God,
we're way down season. The road.
Are we like on season two yet?
No. We're not even halfway through the app.
That's a testament, though, to like some of the episodes of this season, especially the Toby-centric plots. I feel like I've been doing this for years.
They're painful.
It's being around anything to do with Toby is pain. So we've got Ashley. She's there. She's like, oh my God, my dad's coming in. Liberty's all like, I really like JT. At one point, Ashley's talking with Terry about her dad coming in, and she's like showing a picture of Terry, and Terry is showing a picture of her mom to Ashley. Like, my dad used to call her his movie star. Like, and my mom is dead. So we now learn that her mom is dead.
Yes.
Which becomes important later.
But also
a lot of Terry's personality.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, right there, Terry is like, look, okay, at least you still have your parent. My mom is gone, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in pain. And she, like, sets her straight. And then Ashley has the nerve to be like, it's not the same. And she's like, it really isn't.
Oh, yeah, for fuck's sake, she's like, your mom's in a better place.
Okay. I was like, she's like about to say that. And I was just like,
but yeah, we haven't gotten quite to that yet.
Oh, sorry. It's been on my heart.
We're just mad about it.
Here we are.
Justice for Terry. Let's get Terry.
Yeah.
Ashley's dad comes in, speaks to Media Immersion. Paige is all like, oh my God, Ashley, your dad, he's like so cute. And Ashley's like, yeah, my dad's pretty awesome. At one point, like, dad takes Ashley out to brunch. Sign number one, he took her to brunch.
Oof.
He didn't take her to lunch. He didn't take her to breakfast. He didn't take her out for dinner or even to the zoo. He took her to brunch.
Catch up on brunch.
The gay's like brunch? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know? So anyways, and Ashley's mom is all like, did your dad tell you anything? And she's like, no, me and dad just had a great conversation. We had a lovely, lovely brunch. And yeah, it just gets worse. At one point, Ashley's mom is bringing out a bag of garbage, and dad's like, oh, you look great. And she's like, but I'm holding trash. And I want to be like, well, you held Ashley for 9 months, and you held that trash.
And you look beautiful.
She carried that trash. Okay.
But Ashley is inside, and like her mom, who had just dropped off the not Ashley trash, is all like, yeah, did your dad tell you anything? She's like, no. And Ashley's like, well, why don't you and dad get back together?
Sorry, before you go too far, I just want to note that Ashley's mom and dad are like, they're like fucking sucking face left and right. You see how many kisses they had? She's like,
yeah.
And he's like, And then when Ashley leaves, they're just like kissing each other on the lips, like left and right. So of course, Ashley's thinking like, oh my gosh, like we're a family again. Like fuck Jeff Isaacs and Toby, like get out. So I just had to say that because I was like, wow, I was really shocked. But
yeah, well, I mean, mom got her a little bit and she didn't want to go home without the rest.
Wait, what was a little bit? Okay, I'm okay. I don't know. You have to walk me through it off camp, not off camera, off radio.
No, it's a good point. It's like it's one of those things that like writers do for misdirection so that us, the audience, doesn't realize what's happening, but it makes no sense in the context of it. Totally.
Yeah, like what? That was so blatant though. Like holding hands would be different, but like y'all are gonna fucking make out, like
what? Well, I mean, I will say it gave me very much a like kiss girlfriend.
Yeah, like you're at the club and you guys are really drunk kind of kiss, except she's holding a bag of trash.
Okay, but I totally thought you were about to say holding a bag of dicks.
I did too.
We don't, you know what? After that porn episode, we don't know what Kate's taking out to the trash.
We really don't know. She could have had anything in there, honestly.
But I'm just saying, like, again, I'm like, Kate's, she gives mixed signals, I think, to like Ashley. And I think there's just like not a lot of communication going on. And Ashley's definitely old enough where like they probably could be talking about this a little more. Where like, I don't know, but.
Well, because she's like, I tell you, your father, he's just getting sexier by the minute. Handsome ass man, like, fine ass snack he is. Like,
I had that guy. Did you know?
Yeah, she's like, that right there was mine. Like, the way she talks about him, I'm like, obviously, Kate's not over it. Jeff Isaacs is just straight. That's the only reason why she's with him.
He's just like, please, please don't leave me for a man. I'll take it. I will take you, Jeff Isaacs. I will move you into my house.
Your stupid kid you too.
Yeah. I will even show him porn when he accidentally looks at porn. But anyways, all right. So Ashley's there. She's like, Mom, what's wrong? Was there another woman? What's going on with Dad? Like, and she just goes like, is Dad gay? Yes. Yes, Ashley. And I have in quotes, your dad is gay.
Yeah,
it does. And it does the first of what would be many super close zoom-ins.
But it's like a very specific camera trick that literally, yeah, like the first time I've ever seen it was in Jaws. Like, you know that exact like moment in Jaws where like the one guy's like in a chair and then like, I don't know, they realize there was a fucking shark or whatever. I was like, did they just like take their whole film budget for this fucking like camera shot of Ashley being like, yeah, your dad is gay.
Yeah, did they have the equivalent of like a PBS funding at this time?
I mean, it was essentially like public television. And actually, that's how like most people like with the 80s series, because when Tasha and I started watching it, our English teacher knew of Degrassi because she watched the very old ones because they played them on PBS all the time. Mm. So like, definitely, yes, budget.
She's not gonna, she doesn't have to do anything in this scene. Let's toss this out.
Yeah, right. Like me editing these episodes.
Like tell her. Lol.
Almost every time they do it, I literally like hear.
Right.
But yeah, so yeah, Ashley now finds out her dad is gay and has a super, super tight close up. Also, I previously forgot to mention that in Miss Kwan's English class that we're always in, they start to do their series on haikus. Sean does a lovely one about how he hates poetry, the environment, and Liberty, girl.
Ooh, okay. Letting it out. Read? I have it written down because like we need to have it. Like,
I need to do Emma's.
Wait, please. You want to do Emma's?
Yes.
Oh my god. Poetry night. Yes, now.
Ancient waves so pure, lapping on the shores of time. Early death our fault.
I've got Sean's here. Poetry is crime. No idea how to rhyme. Stupid waste of time.
And when Nina and I were watching this, we realized Liberty's is not a haiku.
Yes. So this is, okay. The reason we needed to bring it up is Miss Kwan corrects she corrects Liberty on having one too many syllables. She does not correct Sean on having one too many syllables, because we like did a little deep dive on that. He too also got the pentameter. Is that the word? Sure. Wrong.
Yeah, how to write. Mm-hmm.
It's 575.
Right.
Sean's was 575.
And no idea.
Was
ID
no idea how to ride. No idea how to
waste of time.
Vic, it's not seven.
No, yeah, it's six.
No idea how to ride. Idea is three syllables.
No, no idea how to ride.
What are you, Miss Kwan?
No idea. Well, I mean, I don't know. I was kind of angry on Liberty's part because she got corrected.
No idea.
Maybe Miss Kwan just has higher standards for Liberty. That she's like, Sean, you're going to get by with a C minus.
She's surprised Sean did the assignment at all. Yeah, but
gave him his props though.
She's like, wow, like poetry, you expressed yourself.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't have a computer at home, we know that. And so
maybe he did it really good the first time he was in the seventh grade because he got left back, right, Jimmy?
What happened to Sean again? I'm not sure I'm clear on the specifics, but
okay. Like, Liberty is basically all like, I love you, here's my poem. I forget how all of it is, but it's basically ending on, do you have Liberty's poem as well?
Oh, I have it. Yeah, I'm ready.
Please do it.
Smile like a sunbeam, height subordinate to his heart, makes me lie awake.
Girl!
Now those definitely have more syllables than a haiku.
That's a lot, though.
That's like a fucking sonnet.
She said that out loud.
I mean, he's keeping her up. She can't write. She can't do shit. Mm-hmm.
Longer than fucking Beowulf.
You're like 4 years old.
Hormones, they're raging.
They're raging.
Hormones, like, they're raging. Yes. Sorry. I had to count it out.
Okay. No, I have like a whole list on my notes of just counting syllables. I was just like, I'm getting really annoyed about these because clearly poetry is like not any of our forte.
The writer
kind of things you remember at the end of life, and you're like, I actually spent 2 hours debating the number of syllables in a Degrassi haiku.
Oh my god. Okay, did anyone else write really bad high school poetry?
Oh, yeah.
I did, yeah. I wrote so much bad poetry, songs, screenplays. I've tried to have my mom find the tote bag just so I can burn it or just make sure that, like, it does not get out in any way when I die. And my mom says it's lost. So, yeah, I'm just always nervous about that all the time.
I mean, okay, so when I was, like, 10... I was a big NSYNC fan, so I wrote a lot of, creative writing about, I'm not going to tell you all that. I wrote stories about me and one of the members of the band. You know,
which one?
We were in a
dedicated group. Yeah, that sounds like
Zach. Wait, can I guess which member?
Just guess.
Is it JC?
No.
No?
Is it Lance Bass?
Please don't tell me it was Justin.
I'm embarrassed. Yes, it was.
JT. Oh, no.
Yeah, I was okay, 10, whatever. Okay? I was 10, okay? We both had curly hair, okay? We had something in common. It's, whatever, okay?
Is it tight subordinate to his heart?
Yeah. Makes me lie awake. Yeah, I can't find
it. Smile like a sunbeam?
I can't find the notebook, but I need it because I need to burn it because that can't get out.
But isn't that a great thing? Because if you were maybe 10 years older, or sorry, 10 years younger, this would have been on the internet for everyone to see. And you would have gotten all those reviews from people being like, great story, Morgan. That's such a lovely story.
Especially because I don't know the damn password to my live journal. I'd be screwed right now. So thank goodness I wrote it in a little notebook somewhere. Yes. It's probably in the attic. But
don't worry. I still remember my fanfiction password. And no, it's not for Shale or Joe.
I must find this fanfiction. I secretly hope it's OC fanfic. I know it isn't, but I want it to be.
Sorry, it's Digimon. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I wrote so much Star Wars fanfiction in where I played a character. I had a whole, you know what? Never mind. Anyway, I hope if my mom never finds it, it just means it's lost forever. But
if it makes you feel any better, I asked your mom to send it to me if she finds it. So,
marital privilege, Perino. Come on.
But, anyways, all right. So now we know Liberty is like, she is major. She's majorly thinking of JT every up, every down, every left, every right. And Ashley finds out her dad is gay. So Toby and JT are walking down the hallway and they're like, fuck, Liberty. Like, first off, I don't get gay. I don't get, like, why would guys like guys? Like,
two dudes?
Muscly and, like, hairy and, like, smelly. And I'm like, yeah.
Meanwhile.
Like, how do you not like that? Like, that is
daddy.
That is what's on it. Like, you know, fluff out the Gaston chest hairs. Like, okay. But all of a sudden it hits JT like, oh, maybe I can pretend to be gay. That's what broke up, like, Ashley's mom and dad. If I do that, Liberty will finally be fucking over me. Right, Toby? And Toby's like, yeah, whatever. I'm really a side character. This is the beginning of me not being any spotlight.
Cool Toby is gone.
Cool Toby is gone. Yeah. And they're both dressed like they're in weird, like, oversized pajamas. I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. So that happens. All of a sudden, Ashley is still, like, dealing with being gay. Like, what am I going to do? It's hard. She's sitting down at lunch. She's pouring chocolate milk into a cup. And Terry comes down. And Terry's all like, hey, what's going on, girlfriend? And she's like, Terry, I have some important shit to tell you. And, like, Terry's, like, waiting for it. Like, okay, what's happening? And then Paige interrupts. To which Terry, in truest hashtag Queen Bee Terry fashion, is like, Paige, we're talking.
Yeah,
she straight up had like listen, I auditioned for the role of Paige and I should have got it. Talking.
We do get the first allusion to Dylan though, so they That's kept
true.
That
connected. Yeah.
And unlike Manny's brother, they followed through with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but okay, we'll get to that in like two shakes because I have a thought on that.
Okay,
me too.
So. First off, Ashley is, again, pouring chocolate milk into a cup. I don't know who the fuck does this. They're sitting down, and Paige is all like, oh, my God, Ashley. So, like, your dad is, like, single, attractive. And I'm like, what if your dad is gay? And Ashley's like, how the fuck could you say that, bitch? And she throws her chocolate milk all over Paige, and Paige is like, my oldest brother is gay, leading me to wonder if Paige has...
That's true.
The like, oldest brother thing. I'm like...
You have other siblings? There's more Michael Chucks?
Yeah.
They're out there. But, like, Paige has... She's covered in chocolate milk. She's trying not to laugh. Mm-hmm. Terry is giving... Both trying not to laugh and giving her a fuck you bitch look. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, JT... By the way, JT pulls Liberty aside, takes her under the stairs and is like, This is the best acting JT has done the entire series.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It really is.
Like, I can't tell anybody this, but, like, I'm gay. And she's like, what? And she's like, yeah, I was telling you because you were, you know, all like, she's like, no, I'm playing it off. I didn't like you like that. You're gay. That's great. All right, cool. And he's like, yeah, our secret. And she's like, our secret. You know, cut to later, she's all like, we should do an article. We should put it out on the Grapevine, which is the newspaper that everyone forgets that they have.
Yeah.
Except Liberty. Van Zandt.
Except Liberty. Yeah. And she's like, no, girl, no. Like, what, like... She's basically trying to out him. Mm-hmm. And he's all like, I can't, like, I don't want to come out because also I'm not gay. Even though it's weird because, like, he went from being, like, himself to, like, queer-eyeing it the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty offensive, even for 2000.
Like, hey, Liberty girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
I really want to take, like, him with his legs crossed in the chair, turn that into a meme and have it, like, people be gay.
I mean... There's literally one phrase where when they're walking down the hallway and JT's like, how do people like guys? And Toby's just like, they be gay, I guess. Like,
yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
Like, people be gay. Like,
and then the next thing was like, how did your interview with Liberty go? And JT's like, don't ask, don't tell.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, y'all sneaky bitches. Like, who wrote this shit? Y'all think you're really cute.
Yeah.
Some Toronto queens from the gay village. Because there's a whole village of them, according to Marco's dad. But yeah, so.
You can get away with it when your mom makes perfect pasta sauce.
Oh, pasta.
It makes you want to not date Hazel.
One of the hottest girls in the school.
But, this is endemic to Degrassi, because I remember writing down that after the Hey Liberty girlfriend and, you know, him hugging Toby, there's like this look of disgust that Archie Simpson gives. And I'm like, you know what? You guys are not progressive in Toronto, I guess.
Yeah.
Dude. So.
Yeah.
He made a note about this. After Ashley's dad did his speech, like, Snake gives him this look like, thank you, Mr. Crow. Like, oh, damn, Snake don't like gays.
Right? No offense.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Snake
seems to not like homosexual characters. But yes. Yeah. Liberty's all like, come out in the Grapevine. And JT's all like, I'm not gay, Liberty. And she's like, what? Like, I just don't like you like that. Damn.
He could have been the feature piece, though. And just like, these are some topics that are off limits.
Considering he faked a campaign for a little of attention, it's, like, weirdly out of character that he wouldn't just go along with, like, this feature in The Grapevine and utilize it as, like, some showcase for his shitty comedy skills or something.
And he's basically like, I didn't want to hurt you, but, like, you literally hurt her.
That's
way worse.
That's the worst thing you could do.
He, like, lied.
Yeah, you know what? He gets his just
car. He gets his.
I guess Liberty gets hers too. I mean,
yeah.
Ooh, well.
I mean, she gets them, and then
yeah.
I mean, she gets hers, and then she gives it up.
Yeah.
The real loser here is Harold Van Zandt, the associate to the mayor.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
He knows the mayor.
Knows the mayor.
So yeah, they have their little blow up or whatever. JT's a dick. Emma's making him feel bad for it. I don't even remember, but I feel like she is. That just seems like an Emma thing to do. Ashley's dad is all like, Ashley, we need to talk. Ashley's like, I've got class. And he's like, I pulled you out. And I'd be like, hey, yeah.
Right?
Apparently you can do that in Canada.
I don't have to go to math.
Brunch part two. Let's do it.
Get lucky, Dad.
Right?
Ashley's all like, Dad, why didn't you tell me? You're hiding so many secrets. And Dad's all like, you know, we're going to wait till you're older. And she's like, I'm older now. Bitch, you're 13. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, well, you know, basically she finds out that her dad has started seeing his business partner. And she's like, you left us for him, the other woman? And it's like, no, Ashley, he left you because he's gay.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be like, with your mom. Also, he left you individually because you're the worst.
Yeah.
Like, I know in divorces, they tell kids, like, it's not your fault, Ashley. It was partially your fault.
Yeah.
Well, I think he did a really good job of being like, look, I know I was a husband and a father, but I had to find me. Okay, yeah. Like me over everybody. Sorry, bitch. Like, I was like, you know what? I appreciate that mature conversation. And then she starts acting crazy, and he's like, see, this is why we didn't want to tell your ass. Because you are so immature, you can't handle shit.
And plus, this guy is
he's not a bad dad. Like, he is going to this shitty community school to give, like, you know, this is my career day. You know, she talks about how, like, they're in constant, like, contact. And then eventually down the line, we see, like, when he gets married, the family's there. And all, and yeah. he actually comes to a parent's day in the future, because we know Ellie's mom makes a whole
thing.
He has a meltdown about that. But it just seems like he's still a good parent, but he's entitled to, like, having his own life and being happy.
He goes to, like, Eastern Europe and reports on war and, like, all this other shit that, like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of reasons he never returned. One was Ashley. One was he realized Toby was now going to be part of the deal.
Yeah, I know. I got to be around that kid, too.
Nah, you know what? Kosovo looks a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, it does. Being with Toby. But yeah, so Ashley's just taking everything, making everything about her, because she's Ashley and that's what she does. And she's like, oh my god, my dad's gay. And Terry's all like, it's cool, bitch. Like, chill. And she's like, you don't get it. You don't get my life. And to go back to the conversation we were having earlier, Ashley's all like, being her, and Tara's like, listen, my mom is dead. She's never coming back. You got a fucking dad here who loves you and wants to be in your life. So I'm gonna need you to take several seats. Hashtag Queen Bee Terry.
Exactly. Exactly.
BT.
Man, you guys are so right. They did Terry so wrong.
They did her dirty. And I'll never let them forget it. They can go to hell.
They actually did, like, one of the Degrassi, like, Instagram accounts that I follow was, like, which character would you most want to see in the reboot? And I was just like, can we please bring back Terry and get, like, can we get, you know, the Caitlin Ryan treatment where we see her be really successful, without all of the bad choices of Caitlin, but, like, can we get some attention on Terry? Because I feel like we were cheated.
Yeah,
of all of what she could have been.
I would love to see Terry, like, be the counselor, but be a good counselor. Like, listen, I went here too. I made some choices. They weren't as horrible as the rest of them, but, like, I learned, and I can spot a mile away, like, you're insecure. You're dating someone who beats you. You're an Ashley, so we're just going to cut you out of our lives.
Yeah.
Wait, you, like, drink sherry on the weekend.
Yeah. Take that and run with it. Terry is a top fashion designer who's taking on interns, and some go-getting Holly J is trying to be part of her, and then she mentors them exactly like you said, Stefan. That is, please do this.
Yeah.
But can her assistant be Imogen?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like Imogen would be a good assistant.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Dear HBO, sponsor us and hire us.
We're going to tag them in this.
We're willing to write.
We're willing to write, and, like, you probably can pay us, like, half off. We'll just be happy to, like, not do our regular day jobs.
Yeah. Seriously, just a Degrassi mug and accolades on the credits, please.
Yeah, free HBO Max subscription. That's all.
And a sit-down dinner with Cassie.
Yes.
Or Jake Epstein.
Or both. What's Ashley's name?
Melissa
McIntyre.
Melissa McIntyre. Yeah. Like,
we want a dinner with all of them, and Ellie can be an adjacent table.
I mean, Loki,
actually, just get us, like, Drake concert tickets. I
want champagne poppy, just because. Yeah. I mean, do I want champagne poppy? I mean, okay, no, we were getting too deep now, but I would love to go to dinner with champagne poppy because I got some questions.
Yeah,
it'd be a neat experience to.
And I want champagne.
Put us on the set for the I'm Upset 2 video. I'm still upset.
Yeah.
I stay upset. Like, what are you talking about? Like, we could write that song too, Drake. Let's go. Like, we do it all.
You upset? Bitch, I'm pissed. So, y'all, you know what time it is. Who is your nomination for the Claire?
I was going to nominate more JT than Ashley because I felt like he thinking it was, like, such a burden of sorts to have this girl have a crush on him, to go through this whole charade and utilize someone else's truth, basically, to get him out of this situation. I was like, that's just so shitty. But, like, as much as Ashley comes off as a bitch, I was like, I will give her a little bit of leeway here that she's a teenage girl. And she has to live with Jeff and Toby. And obviously she wishes her dad and mom worked out. But JT was just shitty all around.
No, you know what? I agree with that. Like, I feel like it's not like Ashley was disrespectful or
homophobic per se. I think she was just acting like a teenage girl might act, thinking that her dad left her for any reason, right? But yeah, no, it's JT. JT did not do a JT was super offensive, and
yeah,
like he made that girl afraid to trust any other guy for a long time, and then we know
and how then that she trusts girl. Him.
Yeah, okay. For a long time. Like we said, he gets his.
She was wrong that time, though.
Yeah,
because you know,
Liberty.
I'm gonna vote Kate as the Claire who's like mad horny for her ex and giving some mixed signals to her daughter.
Yo, Kate. That's who I was picking too, because she was wrong and she knows she's wrong. Like I said, she's only with Jeff Isaacs because he's straight.
Okay, so I'm gonna give my initial nomination, but then I feel like I have to pull a tiebreaker.
Okay.
So my initial nomination was actually gonna be allegedly homophobic Snape. It's no, just like
I think he's right. I picked up on it too. Like he is definitely early 2000s straight white man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, unless y'all are all gonna change your votes to Snake, no, probably not.
I'm pretty firmly like JT was offensive, and he was offensive on a couple different levels. So that's why I was just like,
he's probably because he has teachers like Mr. Simpson, who's being fucking weird about it.
Yeah, kids look to their teachers and shit.
Might switch to Snake. It's a possibility.
See, the only thing that like gives JT a slight bit of redemption is the like 2 seconds he was a good act. God, I hate him so much. All right, but I think unfortunately I'm gonna have to vote for JT because Claire does have the best line in this whole episode, which is your dad's gay. So I can't make her the Claire. I can't. I vote JT. So JT is officially. Oh, that means we have a Claire who isn't Ashley or Emma.
Or Caitlin.
I'll be outvoted. That's cool. Right.
Fuck Kate. Still. Mm-hmm. Not great. I just want to say that. I'm proud that I didn't win this one.
All right, y'all. So we talked about a lot of fun things today. You know, we took a lap around the neighborhood. We took some pills. Some of us didn't take our pills. Some of us had some Earl Grey tea. And then we all found out that Degrassi is a little bit homophobic. All right, y'all. So follow us, email us, like us. What are our socials?
You can email us at lastshift@thedot@gmail.com.
You're cut. You're cut. What? Isn't... You can email us.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you.
You can email us at lastshift@thedot@gmail.com.
Okay, Ashley. Lastshift@thedot@gmail.com.
Lastshiftpod for Instagram. Lastshiftpod for Twitter. And
lastshiftatthedot.com.
Oh, yes. LSATD.com.
All right. So from us at the dot to y'all out in Degrassi land, aka Toronto, we know you can make it through.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Happy end. Happy episode.